I would just like to say that there are way too many fat people and way too many ugly people in the world.
Man. Why do you say that?
I don't know. It was just last night, like, I was walking out of Walmart, and I saw a couple, and the
mistake.
Lady was, like, huge. And I just thought to myself, and I was like, there are way too many fat people.
Well, how are they hurting you, though?
Huh?
How are they hurting you? You just don't like looking at them? Or?
Visually.
I can't hear you.
So why? How are they hurting you? Or is it like visually they're disturbing to look
at?
Or?
It makes me feel bad about like... They obviously must not be good people because they can't like get enough energy to keep themselves healthy. And as far as the ugly people, I mean, there's tons of things they can do.
Like what?
Like...
Plastic surgery or...
Surgery, makeup,
new faces,
a mask,
yeah.
Ski mask. Man,
get rich so people will. No, I should say.
What people what perform acts on them for
you
money?
You ever notice that ugly rich people don't seem to have a problem with that sort of thing?
With what?
That's because they make themselves feel better with money.
Yeah, I bet Bill Gates doesn't have a problem with the ladies.
He's married to Melinda. I don't think Bill Gates cheats on his wife.
So he doesn't have a problem with the ladies, does he?
Are you saying Bill Gates is ugly?
I'm talking about common people.
Yeah.
Common peasants?
Yeah.
Okay.
Common people. There's too many of us. Oh, you're one of the ugliest now?
Is that what's going on?
No. The way I view myself is I'm not, you know, beautiful, but I'm not the fugly either.
Yeah, so you're saying people who are fugly need to, that they can do something about it?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Go ahead and remove that unibrow, stuff like that?
Exactly.
Okay.
They need to care more about their appearance, and maybe, you know, they feel better about themselves, so they continue to take better care of themselves, you know?
Well, I think maybe you've inspired some people today. Maybe you made a difference on the show.
Or people just killed themselves.
Yeah, or they just opened up their wrist and that's it. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Wow, that may be one of the most offensive calls we've ever put on. All right, 539-9750 or 238-0975. You got something for Free For All Friday? You got something for Free For All Friday?
Happy birthday to me. Wow. Thank you.
Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you. Oh, hello?
Yes.
Free For All Friday. Oh, I just want to say, and this is a true story, too. You know, I wouldn't lie. How the ass became boss, and I'm going to do it really quick.
Okay.
This is how the ass became boss. See, there was a time back in the olden days when it was time, all the body parts, the eyes, ears, nose, throat, lungs, heart, and so forth and so on, said, I think it's time for us to choose someone to be the leader, the boss. Okay, so the eyes said I should be boss. I think we're a little bit loud. Tony, turn that down some, please. And the eyes said, well, I think I should be boss because I can see and you can't get around, you know, without being able to see. The nose said, I think I should be boss because, you know, you can't live without breathing. And the mouth said, I should be boss because, you know, hey, I can talk and tell everybody what to do or whatever. And the tongue said, hey, you can't swallow without me. The arm said, I should be boss because, you know, you can't eat no food or anything without the arms and fingers. And the legs said, I should be boss because you can't walk around without the legs and so forth and so on. So the old ass waited until the last one finished. And then the asshole said, I should be boss. They said, oh, hell no. Who ever heard of an asshole being boss? An asshole, the only thing you do is shit